I'm sitting here with Wayne Seifert, President of Green Packaging Incorporated and green-bci.com, to discuss the Dirty Dozen, the 12 most common mistakes metal parts manufacturers make that can lead to rust and corrosion. Tell us about yourself and the services your two award-winning companies provide.
Thanks, John. I've had 15 years of experience working with the best and most knowledgeable people in the VCI industry. I work for two leading VCI companies as a regional sales manager for a manufacturer of VCI products and as director of sales and marketing for a distributor of VCI products. During those years, I realized that there was a great need for eco-friendly VCI products. So in 2007, I established Green Packaging Incorporated and greenvci.com. Since then, Green Packaging has been working in the field of anti-corrosion packaging, solving corrosion and rust issues for literally thousands of metal parts manufacturers, foundries, metal stampers, heavy equipment manufacturers, spring manufacturers, powdered metal parts producers, and many other companies across the country.
Wayne, can you explain what VCI is?
Sure, John, no problem. VCI is an abbreviation for vapor corrosion inhibitor, or volatile corrosion inhibitor, also known as VPCIs, vapor phase corrosion inhibitors. They're basically a class of rust-inhibiting chemicals that are coated onto paper or polyethylene film to prevent rust and corrosion on metal parts. Now, due to their polarity, the VCI molecules are attracted to the surface of the metal, just like a magnet. The VCI molecules move from the paper or film directly to the surface of the metals. When these compounds come into contact with the metal surface, they form a very thin molecular layer. This thin layer of VCI molecules effectively inhibits corrosion on the metal surface by preventing air and moisture from coming into contact with the surface of the metal. It's important to note that these corrosion-inhibiting compounds have sufficient vapor pressure to release molecules into the air from the film or from the paper directly onto the surface of the metal.
Aside from my basic knowledge and unpleasant experience with rust, I would like to know from an expert such as yourself as to what rust is and its damages in the manufacturing plants you deal with.
I'm glad you asked that question, John. From my experience with helping metal parts manufacturers, foundries, and countless other companies within the metal parts manufacturing industry, the effect of rust and corrosion is very damaging and can be catastrophically expensive. Corrosion, which is commonly known as rusting, is a natural process in which metal tries to return to its original state of ore. Corrosion of metal is an electrochemical process in which electrons move from high energy areas of the metal to low energy areas of the metal through a solution on the surface of the metal. Corrosion cannot take place without this conducting solution. The solution is called an electrolyte, and examples of electrolyte are simply water, rain, salt water, moisture, and humidity. As for the cost incurred from rust and corrosion, John, check this out. According to the National Association of Corrosion Engineers, last year, rust and corrosion cost American industry $360 billion. That's billion with a B. Of that amount, nearly $30 billion was lost by American metal parts manufacturers.
Whoa, $360 billion is one expensive rust patch.
Well, let me break it down for you, John. If rusted parts go out to your customer, here are just a few of the costs. Return transportation, reworking the parts such as sandblasting and acid washing. Perhaps you have to spend many extra man hours to sort and clean the parts, or worst of all, you may have to scrap the parts completely because they're so badly rusted. But more importantly than all of these costs, add this to the damage to your company's reputation in the eyes of your customers who are receiving these rusted parts from your company.
You're right. I wouldn't want to be the one picking up the phone call from that irate customer. Thank you for that eye-opening information. I didn't realize how damaging rust truly is. Are there safeguards set up for companies in the metal industry against this costly damage?
John, absolutely there are. Unfortunately, I've seen companies make the same mistakes over and over again. Over the years, I've been compiling notes and I've come up with a list that I call the Dirty Dozen.
How appropriate.
I've had plenty of experience and time to think about the cause and effect of corrosion and rust. I've listed the 12 most common mistakes that metal parts manufacturers continually make that can lead to rust and corrosion. But also, I've listed how to avoid them as well.
I'd like to hear what the mistakes are, Wayne, aside from the commonly attributed moisture and water.
Well, John, for starters, the number one mistake that I see when I go around the country visiting metal parts manufacturers is employees who touch metal parts with their bare hands. The acids, oils, and contaminants on human hands can cause and accelerate corrosion. And the solution to this is simple. Wear gloves. All employees who handle metal parts, including production workers, inspectors, and packaging personnel, should all wear gloves when handling metal parts. Secondly, wood.
Wait. Wood?
Yep. All forestry products such as wood, paper, corrugated items all contain moisture, acid, and chlorides that can cause corrosion. Other examples are wooden pallets, wooden crates, wooden boxes, and untreated paper or plastic. Most commonly, this mistake causes contact corrosion, where parts are in contact with the wood, cardboard, or paper will have rust or corrosion on the spots that they were in direct contact. This often causes sporadic rust, where some parts in a particular shipment are rusty and some parts are not rusty. If your customer ever calls you with sporadic rust, it's always a good idea to ask if the rust is on parts that were touching the box. The solution to this is to line boxes and crates or any corrugated or wooden products with a VCI poly bag or VCI paper. This creates an effective barrier between your metal parts and the wood products that cause rust.
Wayne, I know that VCI products are commonly used to store metal parts and to protect them from rust during shipping. But can VCI also be used to protect in-process metal parts?
Absolutely, John. That's a real good use for VCI. As a matter of fact, the third most common mistake I see is when companies leave metal parts uncovered in their plant. Leaving metal parts uncovered, unprotected, while they're in your plant, waiting for secondary operations or whether they're in queue for additional machining, drilling, tapping, or other operations, or while those parts are waiting to be packaged or shipped, leaves those parts susceptible to rust and corrosion. Another interesting thing, John, is that forklift exhaust can actually cause and accelerate corrosion on metal parts. And that's because chlorides and sulfides and oxides from forklift exhaust are all contributors to corrosion on metal parts. So the solution here is simple. You should cover all of your metal parts with VCI paper or VCI poly bags to protect them from oxygen and contaminants that are in the plant atmosphere.
So it's that easy? Keep those parts covered with VCI?
Yes, it is, John. Just keep your metal parts covered with VCI paper or VCI poly throughout the manufacturing process and you'll keep them rust-free. You know, that brings me to another point. Storing metal parts in manufacturing areas, especially in heat treatment areas, is a common mistake that I see, and we're going to have that as number four. Heat treating processing areas in manufacturing plants causes byproducts that can cause corrosion and rust on metal parts. The solution here, again, is to cover all of your parts with VCI paper or VCI poly bags to protect them from heat treat byproducts. Number five on the list stems from a common mistake I continually see, not allowing metal parts to dry properly after taking them out of the cleaning solution. Stacking metal parts on top of each other or packing them in boxes after taking them out of the cleaning solution without thorough drying is a recipe for rust. If you're washing metal parts, make sure that you do not stack them on top of each other or pack them into boxes until the parts are completely dry. Wet parts can rust when stacked up on top of each other because the fluid will act as an electrolyte and form a galvanic corrosion cell between the two parts.
That makes sense. So what do you tell manufacturers?
Well, John, I always tell them to make sure that their metal parts are thoroughly dry before stacking them or packing them into boxes. They should place metal parts in a wire basket to allow the parts to air dry. And then if they add vibratory action or forced air or heat, they can dry the parts more quickly. When packaging dry parts, make sure to package the parts quickly into VCI paper or VCI poly bags.
Tell me more, Wayne. What is number six?
You mean we're almost halfway done?
Yes, we are.
Okay. The sixth most common mistake I see is dirty metalworking fluids and dirty cleaning solutions. Small metal particles that are called swarf in the solution can end up on metal parts, and if not properly washed away, they can form a galvanic corrosion cell, and corrosion will occur underneath the swarf.
I realize how important it is to keep all areas clean, especially in metal parts manufacturers.
Exactly. Keep your metalworking fluids and cleaning solutions clean and free of dirt and swarf. Fluids and solutions should be checked on a regular basis and kept free of contaminants that can cause corrosion.
Swarf will be one of the words that will stick with me after this interview. I didn't realize all these small factors could be so costly and damaging.
Yes, John, they can be. It's important to learn as much as you can to avoid the high cost and damage from rust and corrosion, especially for those people working in the metal parts manufacturing industry. This leads me to number 7. The 7th most common mistake I see is using public water sources when mixing cleaning fluids and water-based rust inhibitors.
Is it because of the chemicals found in public water sources?
You got it, John. Public water can contain high chlorine levels and can contain other chemicals that can cause corrosion. The pH of public water can also vary greatly. As we'll see in our next most common mistake, proper pH plays an important part in preventing rust and corrosion on metal parts, too.
So what is the solution?
The answer here, John, is quite simple. Simply switch from public water to distilled water or deionized water. For water-based rust inhibitors, consider using a ready-to-use product like our Dry Coat Rust Preventative. There's more information about Dry Coat available on our website, www.green-vci.com, and it can be found under Products.
Number 8?
The 8th most common mistake I see is improper pH of cleaning solutions. Failure to maintain proper pH levels in your cleaning solutions can quickly lead to corrosion. Proper pH levels depend on the type of metal parts you are producing. For ferrous parts, you should maintain a proper pH of at least 9.0. For non-ferrous parts, such as copper and alloys like brass and bronze, a pH level of 7.0 to 7.5 should be maintained. So it's very important to regularly check and correct pH levels of all of your cleaning solutions. Adjust them according to the manufacturer's instructions.
Wow, up to number 9 already. Tell me more.
Keep your cool, John.
I am.
No, that's the title for number 9.
Okay, now I'm interested.
All right, John. The 9th most common mistake that I see is failure to maintain proper temperature in the manufacturing and shipping areas. For every 10 degrees Celsius increase in temperature, corrosion rates can actually double. Fluctuations in temperature can cause metal pores to open and also can cause condensation to form on your parts. Condensation becomes an electrolyte, allowing corrosion to occur. High humidity can cause electrolytes to form on the surface of the metals, enabling the corrosion cell to form and allowing corrosion to propagate. When you package your parts in high humidity, remember that you're locking in that atmosphere into your packaging. The solution is to maintain lower temperatures and lower humidity levels by installing climate controls, air conditioning, and/or dehumidifiers.
Wow, we've covered a lot in a short amount of time. What about oil? Doesn't that help in prevention and protection?
I'm glad you mentioned that, John, because the 10th biggest mistake I see is using rust preventative oils or RP oils instead of VCI packaging. John, this is because RP oils are the traditional method of preventing rust and corrosion, but RP oils are messy, labor-intensive, and they're bad for the environment. RP oils are also actually less effective than VCI products when it comes to preventing rust.
Wayne, I have to admit, I always thought oil was the standard. Now tell me more about VCI packaging.
Well, John, for starters, using VCI lowers your labor costs. It's simple to use. Simply place the parts into a VCI bag or wrap them in a sheet of VCI paper, and they're ready to go. No coating, no spraying, no dipping, no brushing is necessary.
That's a lot more effective and easier to use.
Yes, it is. And there's no need for messy oils and greases because VCI molecules reach all recessed areas of your parts for complete corrosion protection. So the positive end result is your customer receives your products in a clean, dry state. VCI-protected parts can be used immediately with no need for removal of oils and greases. VCI molecules evaporate into the air when the parts are removed from VCI packaging. This makes VCI packaging much more environmentally friendly than using oils and greases because VCI is completely repulpable and recyclable. There are no employee health and safety issues as there are with oils such as slip and fall accidents. And also, there are no disposal fees and lower insurance costs due to the fact that there's no flammable liquids in the plant.
So, Wayne, what is number 11 on your list?
John, the 11th most common mistake I see is using VCI products improperly, such as using a VCI paper designed for non-ferrous metals on ferrous metal parts. Some VCI manufacturers incorrectly state that one VCI formulation will work for all applications, and this simply is not true. Other mistakes include facing the wrong side of the VCI paper toward the metal. Although all of our VCI papers at Green Packaging are coated on both sides to eliminate this confusion.
Your company has thought of everything.
Well, I've had plenty of experience and I've witnessed too many mistakes that can lead to corrosion and rust in this industry. The solution is to always follow manufacturer's instructions when using VCI products.
Now we're on the last item of the Dirty Dozen list.
Yes, we are, John. The last and most important mistake I see is not using enough VCI paper. The formula is to use at least 1 square foot of VCI paper or VCI poly for every 1 to 3 square feet of metal surface, or use at least 1 square foot of VCI for every cubic foot of void space. I heavily suggest that manufacturers consult with a VCI expert like Green Packaging Incorporated to design a VCI system for your specific application and to help implement usage of VCI products properly.
So aside from being environmentally friendly, which is important, VCI products are cost-effective. Can you explain how they are applied and used?
Sure, John. Aside from being environmentally friendly and being cost-effective, VCI products are really easy to use. Simply put your metal parts inside a VCI poly bag or wrap them in VCI paper. The VCI chemistry migrates from the paper or poly and deposits on all of the metal surfaces of your parts, including those hard-to-reach recessed areas, holes, etc. VCI molecules are attracted to the metal due to their polarity, just like a magnet is attracted to metal. The molecules attach themselves to the metal surface to form an invisible thin film, only a few molecules thick, to form a protective barrier preventing corrosion-causing elements from penetrating that barrier. VCI products can work for several years to prevent corrosion and rust on metal surfaces.
Wow. VCI products work for several years? That is cost-effective. I'm impressed.
Thanks, John. Just to summarize, there are lots of benefits to using VCI packaging to prevent rust and corrosion on metal parts. So just to name a few of those benefits, number one, VCI products protect metal parts better than any other method. Number two, VCI products are inexpensive. Number three, VCI products are much less labor-intensive than other methods. And four, VCI products are environmentally friendly, reusable, and recyclable. And lastly, your customers will not need to remove oil and grease from your parts, saving them time and labor and adding value to your company and your parts.
Thank you, Wayne, for the informative educational discussion.
Thank you, John.
To find out more information on VCI products, you can contact the experts at Green Packaging by calling them at toll-free 1-855-4-NO-RUST or 1-855-466-7878. Or you can email Wayne at wayne@green-vci.com. Green Packaging Inc.'s informative website is www.green-vci.com.